Good afternoon, all of you, and most welcome to the Special Wow Series talk show. As always, in every talk show, we have a person who is an inspiration for many people. So as promised, even today, we have an entrepreneur, a budding star, and a motivational speaker. And this is what is a hidden potential for Saurabh. Well, I have also disclosed the name, but before we move ahead, I'll just take you through an introduction of what is it that we have been doing from so many years. So these are my slides, and here we go. So Special Wow Series came into existence. It's almost more than 10 years now. We used to have physical sessions at different venues, at different locations. It was World Integrity Center, CCD, or some other cafeteria. We also used to have a lot of physical sessions in various co-working hubs as well. And you also know that I am a soft skills trainer on the panel of various universities and corporate. So here are some of my pictures working at various levels. I have also been in different newspapers. And during COVID days, I realized that I need to do something online, keeping in mind, like, the students were in bad shape. Some of them were depressed. Some of them were frustrated, hopeless. So I thought that it's high time and we need to do some kind of things online. And it's been more than 9 years that we have been conducting sessions online. These are some of my pictures of corporate and various universities. Chitkara, US Polo, Lovely Professional. And these are some of the pictures having online sessions. And there are so many modules that we take care. And online sessions also gives me the benefit of doing mentoring. One-to-one sessions are also held. Some pictures regarding my achievements. You already know that I am a distinguished Toastmaster. That is the highest award in communication as well as leadership. Besides that, I have another feather on my cap, and that is of Dale Carnegie. I'm also a youth mentor for various IITs and IIMs. These are some of the pictures with my mentors and with a lot of senior people in Toastmasters International. And this is about me. What is it that I have been doing and I love to do? I am a passionate soft skills trainer and also an entrepreneur of 3 companies. But in future, I would love to be there as a soft skills trainer. And Saurabh has been one of my mentee and a student. What should I call him? Well, I found that he has a lot of potential, but sometimes he used to just give up. And that kind of attitude he used to tell me at the very last moment. And this is what used to annoy me at times. So it's a pleasure for me to have him today on the virtual platform, because even today I was wondering whether he will be able to make up or not. So let me just start with his informal round of introduction as well as his interview. To go forward, I would like to tell you that Saurabh hails from Saharanpur and he has done his graduation from Bulandshahr. So what made you go to Bulandshahr, Saurabh?
Ma'am, firstly, really thank you for having me on the show. And I know that at times I can be a little annoyed, and really sorry for that. My intentions were totally not like that. It comes like, you know, some situations that you have to take those decisions. Otherwise, I have full respect for you and everything. And really, to be on this show, it's a great honor for me. Like, you know, you got to express a lot of things, your views, your ideas. And of course, you got a chance to speak. So thank you so much for that. And as far as your question is concerned about the Bulandshahr, and yes, so I hails from Saharanpur and Bulandshahr, like quite a distance apart. So the reason being is that I love to remain with my family, and my father is a retired government official. So at that time, he was in a government service in Bulandshahr. He was posted there. So there was a college I was preparing for the engineering exam at that time, And then I cracked one of the entrance exams, and luckily I got the college nearby Bulandshahr. It's not exactly in Bulandshahr, it's somewhere, you know, in Agra Aligarh Road, but it, like, the district that it falls under is Bulandshahr. So it's called MIT, like Marathawada Institute of Technology. So luckily, like, that college, I got, you know, my placement there, and that's why I got the chance to be a part of that college. So yeah, that's how I be there in Bulandshahr.
Wonderful. So you already mentioned that you love to play badminton. So how much time do you spend every day in playing badminton, or weekly? How do you manage?
Actually, I have from since the childhood, I have been fond of these racket sports, be it badminton, be it tennis, lawn tennis, or table tennis. Like, I really are fond of these tennis, these racket sports. So, and badminton is the favorite of all of them. So, right now, because, you know, that I'm working there, and, you know, like, the corporate lives, you hardly get the chance to play your hobby games. But luckily, I have a badminton court in my office arena. So whenever I got the time, like whenever we have a little break, I'll go there and play. And also in their activity, sometimes, you know, you got off, like weekly off as an activity, then also at that time I go and play there. And also I have my personal, like, time for that as well, because not only it really helps you in the recreation and in, you know, like, an extracurricular activity, but also helps in your physical fitness. So I make sure that once a week, like twice a week, I go to the court. Like, where I live in society, it's in Ghaziabad, so it has badminton courts, and I do have a few friends there, which we, you know, like, assemble and play the game. So this is how I am meeting
Wonderful.
the targets.
So you also love to explore different places. So which have been the places that you have traveled?
So, ma'am, I'd like to share an interesting point. I have not been much to much places. I have been to areas nearby. So what I like about, you know, even if it's not a specific destination, I really like, you know, the routes, or, you know, the way, the path in between there. Suppose, like, last week, I went to Mussoorie, from Dehradun to Mussoorie. So, rather than being very, you know, like, enjoyable moment at Mussoorie, what I find is that, you know, the stations that I stopped in between from Dehradun to Mussoorie, those were really, you know, some memorable moments to me. So similarly, you know, I've been to a lot of places, you know, like Haridwar and Roorkee and Shakumbhri Devi, and, you know, a lot of other places, Agra. So where, like, I make sure that wherever I go, I just stop between those places, explore the local areas, explore and have some chit chat with the local people, explore their culture, explore their tradition. This is what I enjoy the most.
Wonderful to hear that. This reminds me that we need to enjoy the journey rather than waiting for the destination, isn't it? So you have also participated in debates and cultural activities. So which have been your best?
I think debate competitions. Yes, I
debates.
Love, like, yes, in my school days, I used to take a lot participation in debates. I still remember, you know, there was a topic given, like, there was a debate competition. That was my first debate. I think that was in 8th or 9th standard. So it was related to the aeronautics, you know, how the world of aeronautics has emerged from, like, from the very first, from the Flight brothers, who have invented the first plane, to now, to all those space programs and all that. So I was just like, I didn't know that I had much interest toward debates and these vocal competitions. So I was given a sheet of, like, 7-8 papers. A big sheet was given to, like, you have to read and you have to learn and you have to be there ready with your speech or with your debate.
Yes.
But and with me, you know, like, they were all seniors, like 11th, 12th, and they were all toppers, and we were given a 1-day period. And I remember that I was the only one who who has all like 7 to 8 sheet on its tips. Like I knew each and everybody. Other than me,
Wow.
no one was able to really, grasp all those content. But I have learned everything thoroughly in just one day period because I was so dedicated towards the speech and towards the debate, and I delivered a fantastic debate that day, and I got the prize, the first prize, and I got the chance to, represent my school at a different district level.
Oh, nice to hear that. So that means you are a hard worker, not afraid of working. So you have worked at Tech Mahindra, you have worked at Accenture, and currently you are working at Barclays as a process advisor. So what is the role that you are having, and what are the kind of responsibilities that you have?
So it's been a pretty nice journey. Like it's been since 5 years that I have started working in the corporate field. So yes, you correctly mentioned first was the Tech Mahindra, then there was Accenture, and now currently with the Barclays. So as we know that Barclays is one of the best banks, basically belongs to UK. And so we deals with, the US clients. Like we have their credit cards, their banking informations, and we need to process their informations. We need to feed their information in the systems. And if there any issue comes up, then we are the party to be responsible for handling their queries, resolving their queries. And yes, so this is how, like, what the work majorly we do.
So, like if we compare these three companies, which one do you feel is the best?
It's more like asking a mother, like, which is your best, like, who's your best son or best daughter? So it's like this, well, I enjoyed my stint in like in all the three companies. First company, Tech Mahindra, that was like I got to learn because that was the first job, first corporate field. So I was new to this field, so everything is like just the beginning. So I learned a lot from there, minute details, and slowly I
Learning
progressed
happens
from there.
everywhere, but you have to keep in mind the kind of responsibilities, the kind of ambience, or the kind of management that you are working with.
Absolutely, that is truly right. Learning, even at learning was there with my first company, and the learning is still there in this company as well. And you have to be responsible for what you do. That I have learned through my first company, then the Accenture, and then this Barclays. Because when you look at back, like what you have done, so you should be proud of what you have done. Like you should know that this is, you have ne not done any mistakes, and you have really played a good part on your role. So that's what I make sure that whatever work I have been assigned to, I do it with full energy, with maximum capacity, and to, produce the best results I can do. So that's also that's what the mechanism I have been doing, and that's what I've been trying to do over the years. So this is what, yes,
And this
I like to
reminds
do.
me that you have also mentioned that you look for perfection. Whatever you do, you just make sure that things are happening properly, they are perfectly organized. So what is perfection for you?
I definitely said this, but yes, this sometimes also, don't go in as best way as it should be, because although I want it to be very perfect, but that makes me, like even sometimes you have to be, let it be, because everything is not in your control. Even in this corporate world, when you are doing a lot of stuff, there are a lot of work that obviously that's in your hand, but still there's a lot of work that is not in your hand. So if you look for perfection, then you might not get it every time. So, but
Yes.
that said, so still you look for perfection because it maximizes your performance. If you don't go with that aim or with that goal, you end up losing somewhere. So you have to be
Yes.
there in mindset that you have to go with the perfection, and then let it be whatever comes to your way.
Absolutely. This reminds me, like, my firm principle is like I follow, give your best and leave the rest. because you should also keep in mind that perfection is something what does not exist. So if we will keep putting our best efforts, obviously there will be a stage where we feel that yes, we have given our best, and there will be a feeling of contentment, isn't it?
Right, that is absolutely true. Perfection, like there's no definition of perfections, and you know when there are imperfection, that's where the beauty lies. And you, because that's where you got to know that I have to change something, I have to work towards it. So there's no end, you know. It's like a game, that's perfection and imperfection plays with each other. So we have to be a little bit more, just give our
Absolutely,
best. That's what we.
absolutely. So very soon we will be having your big day, that is 19th October. So where are you planning to celebrate your birthday and with whom?
So yes, this just I had this discussion yesterday with my senior manager, because you know, like on a birthdays we are provided with a leave or with a holiday. So since like for 2 3 years I've been celebrating the birthday, like I think yes, last year I celebrated with my friends and like office colleagues. Before that, because COVID was going on, so I was at the home and I celebrated this with my family. So like I'm feeling a little bit of homesickness as of now, because it's been quite a few days that I have visited my hometown. So I had this discussion yesterday with my manager that please allow me a leave on birthday so that I can visit my home and spend some quality time with my family and just a little bit of celebration. Just not a big celebration, just a quality time, just some good food and good music. And you know, just we live in a like a joint family, and you know, so
Okay.
there are a lot
So
of,
what is
so
what
that's
is good food for you? How do you define it?
a good food for me is ghar ka khana, like food cooked by my mom. You know, it's not some, you know, multi cooking.
We realize the value of ghar ka khana when we are out of the house, when we are far off, isn't it? Till the time you
Yeah,
are
that.
enjoying your life at home, हमें लगता है ये तो घर की दाल है ना? Then
Yeah,
you
that
keep
exactly.
ordering Swiggy. It's like that.
But now I realize like how important is ghar ka khana, not only taste wise but health wise as well, you know,
Absolutely.
like in all parameters.
So, as a young professional, what is the message that you would like to give to the youth?
So what I've realized and what I've learned through this journey is that our country is no more the same like 20, 30 years back. We have gone so like a lot. We have come so like this is we have traveled a lot, and the next century is going to be our country century. We are going to be the shining country in the world. And India being the largest population in the world, with the largest number of youth in the world, we have the chance and we have the ability to prove ourselves in the best possible way. So it's not a matter that you are a working corporate professional or an entrepreneur or a government official or a farmer or a laborer or anything. Whatever you do, just do with your best, do with the integrity, do with like you know, the with best efforts you can do. And if possible, and if you can do that, try to find a job or try to find something which interests you, which you have like you love to do. And if you find that job, let me tell you are going to do wonders there.
Oh wow. Thanks a lot, Saurabh, for sparing your valuable time. There were so many things to learn and remember and implement in our life. The first is what came from you was that we must enjoy every moment, cherish every moment of life, enjoy the journey rather than waiting for the destination. Give your best and leave the rest. Whatsoever work has been given to you, just put in your sincere hard work and make sure that you have done your best. And next important thing, what I learned is that nothing can be compared with ghar ka khana. सो वी नीड टू टेक केयर ऑफ आर हेल्थ एज वेल, क्योंकि अगर हम हेल्दी नहीं होंगे तो फिर हम अपनी वेल्थ का क्या करेंगे, इजंट इट? सो वी नीड टू टेक केयर ऑफ आर हेल्थ, तभी हम अपनी वेल्थ का ध्यान रख सकते हैं. यस, टू
And
एड
one
ऑन.
more point to, yes, one more point to add. घर का खाना के साथ साथ please take responsibility and your family as well. Like if you're staying outside, that doesn't mean that you can, leave and everything. Just they are like your parents, your family. They are the best thing to you. So how much possible, like you can do for them, just do that. So even, like I am staying outside because I have to because of my work. So I make sure like within 15 days or 20 days or 20, if possible within a week, I do visit my home so that I can spend some quality time with my parents, with my family. It also, makes me more, positive. It makes me full of energy, to really work with more enthusiasm in. So that's why this is what I would like to tell
Absolutely
you.
wonderful. It was very good of you to add on this value. Like, we must remember to spend quality time with our closed ones, and as stated by Saurabh, because हमारी जो एनर्जी है ना वो हमें अपनों से ही मिलती है. सो हुम सो एवर यू फील इज क्लोजेस्ट टू यू, हुम सो एवर यू फील दैट इज एडिंग लॉट ऑफ वैल्यू एंड इज रियली कंसर्न फॉर यू, प्लीज डू स्पेंड मैक्सिमम टाइम विद दोज पीपल एंड रिमेंबर टू विजिट योर होम टाउन इफ पॉसिबल ड्यूरिंग द वीकेंड्स और टेक शॉर्ट ब्रेक्स. डोंट वेट फॉर अ लॉन्ग वेकेशन, बिकॉज वो इतना लंबा वेट हो जाता है कि वो गैप बहुत ज्यादा हो जाएगा. एंड एज स्टेटेड बाय सौरभ, यस आई फर्मली अग्री, बिकॉज वंस वी स्पेंड टाइम विद आर क्लोज्ड वंस वी गेट लॉट ऑफ एनर्जी, सो वी फील एज इफ वी आर रीजनोवेटेड एंड वी विल बी एबल टू वर्क एट आर बेस्ट एट आर वर्क प्लेस. सो प्लीज कीप स्प्रेडिंग दिस पॉजिटिविटी सौरभ, एंड ऑल द बेस्ट फॉर योर फ्यूचर. थैंक यू,
Thank you,
थैंक्स अ
ma'am.
लॉट.
Thank you.